Welcome back to the Fury Electric Studios, home of The Zone on the Buzz Radio Network. Listen to your favorite radio station, the Buzz iPhone app, or online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Gonna find what I can find. Had the radio up with the windows down, driving on blue all over town. Slow down, cause the lady's coming up on the right hand side. I slowed down, said, "What's your name?" She jumped in, said, "Do you got what it takes? You wanna drive it?"
Sorry, we just lost 5 minutes of our show because Ernie's terrorizing people. All right, so let's do a quick roll call. Welcome back in the zone at 10:32. Our favorite redhead in the whole wide world.
Really, in the whole world?
Behind Jessica Rabbit. You're a close second, though.
Oh.
It's
I'm
a high
close
honor.
Second to a cartoon.
On par with Amy Adams.
Justin Aker. I like you a lot more than Amy Adams. Justin Aker, Chris Kane, Matty T. Ernie Murray, the Wabasica terrorist, is in the house.
I didn't mean to cause any
Chrissy
problems.
Chrissy Chatham and Jeremy the Flynnmeister, who is no relation to Matt Flynn, unfortunately, because we get a lot better Packers tickets if you were.
You know what? Yeah, that's true. I don't even got to say that.
It's all right. It's no doubt. You're also, they did name the character Walter White's son after Jeremy Flynn, though. You may not know that. It's a true story.
Is that good?
Welcome back. Okay, so Chrissy's with Youth Home, and Ernie came in and told her some fib about how he was. They had some issues with Youth Home, and he had us all hook, line, and sinker. Ernie, you're very convincing. If I ever need to tell somebody a lie, you're my go-to guy.
Well, and let me tell you, I am the first person to believe everybody.
I was convinced.
I was too.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
Too.
Because I am gullible. I own that. I trust people. I believe that what you say is what you mean, and oh my gosh.
You better start trusting 50% of what people say versus 100%.
Well, you better start trusting about 3% of what Ernie says.
Right there.
Life lesson.
I don't think I'm going to believe anything.
Okay, let's get details out there, and then we'll let you get out of here so you can catch your breath. But
thank you.
All right, so Thursday night, it is on again. It is going to be probably, as far as lineups go, as good as we've ever had, if not better. We're still working on our home run of home runs, but for the most part, we've got a home run anyway, so you're going to be feeling pretty good. So, all the details, Jeremy, on how to get tickets, what to do, details on that, and then Chrissy will let you expound a little bit about what the needs are for Youth Home this time of year specifically, and also what the needs are for Youth Home in general throughout the year.
Absolutely. We're doing the Big House this year at Verizon Arena. It's this Thursday at 7 p.m. You can still get tickets. You can go visit the Verizon Arena box office. You can go to Ticketmaster.com, which is super easy. Just go on there. We have an interactive seat map. You can pick your own seats, or you can give Ticketmaster a call. And we've got Ticketmaster outlets all over the place. Actually, in Walmarts, we have, in the different Walmarts around the area, we have some different Ticketmaster outlets. You can get tickets there, too. So there still are some available, and we would love to see your smiling faces out there. All benefits Youth Home, all a great cause.
Starts at 7.
Doors at 6.
Show starts at
7. Show at 7. I have seen in the last couple days requests for live animals. I just got an email from someone looking for lipstick, red lipstick from a dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well,
so
Aaron Perkins from about I'm sorry, I just
face your day.
Face your day salon. You have totally got me off my game.
What is
Aaron Perkins look at this. Is going
to maybe I need to go to school to be a lawyer. I think I would be really convincing.
Okay, one more
face
time.
Face Your Day Studios is going to do makeup for the celebrities, right?
They are. They're going to do hair and makeup, so you know, we'll have that covered. Everybody will be
someone's
looking.
Someone's got to do
it. Whoever's looking for lipstick,
everybody.
Justin.
But is it me this time?
Well, that's what I said. The bad part is that's not even about karaoke with the lipstick.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about.
That's for the after party at Cajun's.
That's the Roger Scott syndrome. I don't know what's going on.
Have we talked about the after party yet?
We have. We talked about it this morning a little bit. If you bring your
tickets. Nobody listens to that show.
Well, that's
I'm kidding. Come on.
Come on. This is like the Ernie syndrome on me. That's not even fair.
I'll be there Thursday.
If you bring your ticket stub from Verizon Arena for Christmas karaoke, you can get into Cajun's after party for free. It'll kick off probably around 9:30 or so, 9:30 to 10, and we'll be out there all night hanging out and having a good time.
Not all night. We have to do the show on Friday.
I'll be out there all night.
After the show, it's the after party, and after the party, it's the hotel lobby. You know where to go.
What after that?
I'm going home and going to bed.
You're a good man.
I don't make it past the hotel lobby ever.
Ever.
It's enough.
Wow.
I was at a local hotel. We stopped in the other day to have a quick beverage before we went out to dinner. And I had something strange happen. I've never had this happen before. I had a valet back up a car into my car right in front of me while I was waiting to get out.
When was this?
Friday night. And I get out and I'm like,
oh, no.
I go, really? And he's like, sorry, dude. I'm like, yeah. I went, Sully. That's a bummer.
Man, that's a bummer.
Man, that's a bummer. You back right into my car.
Ooh. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do for a living after today? Because this isn't going to. No, it's fine. Turned out there was no damage. Those bumpers, you know what they're made for? Bumping.
That is so convenient.
I know. Well, at least it served its purpose.
I sure did.
Yeah.
Sure did. Nobody was injured, so that was good. Could have been worse. Could have been standing between the cars.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
But it wasn't like I pulled up behind him and he was already in the car. I was there and he walked out, got in the car, and then backed into me. And I'm like, that was awesome.
You know, that's why I always self-park.
Yeah.
Valet is.
It was pouring
career,
rain,
buddy.
And I had a woman with me. Two of them, in fact.
No, you had one woman, your wife.
And I had my buddy's wife with me, too. Okay. And there's no way they're going to. I was like, hey, yeah, let's walk 6 blocks. Would that be awesome? No.
If your job is to drive cars and you can't drive a car, you probably
should. I think the valet is one of the very greatest values in the world. Most places don't charge for valet parking. I mean, if you stay at a hotel overnight, typically there is. But if you are just going for dinner or a drink or something like that and there's valet parking. Yeah. It's one of the great, like, as far as feeling sort of special.
You feel like
you
a big shot.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, look, I'm going to go park, you know, my car, my double wide at the end of the night, but still, it's fun to feel special for a minute.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You're like, hey, the keys are in the ignition. Deal with it.
Yeah, you know what? It may be a 93 Camry, but at the time, that thing's like a Lambo in that valet driveway.
No.
Especially if you drive what I drive. If you drive an S10 and you can get in a Chrysler 300, you know.
Exactly.
You're going to tip the guy anywhere from $2 to $5. That experience of not having to park your car and being dropped off right at the door is worth it. I pay $5 probably to park in the front of Walmart.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, honestly.
Pick you up.
Without a doubt. I mean, I'm serious. If they had valet parking at other places like pedestrian, just like run-of-the-mill joints, like, are you telling me? When I was growing up at the grocery store I went to, they used to have a drive-through deal where you would drop your – there was a little tag that you pull off the front of your car. It was a plastic tag. You'd go back in the front of the cart. It would match a number that stayed on the cart. And you would leave it, and then you would pull your car up, especially when it was rainy or snowy or whatever.
Yeah.
And they would put the groceries in your trunk.
I remember going to the commissary with my grandparents.
So you, actually,
on the base, Air Force Base.
So you just,
the good old days.
You do all the shopping.
Coming back.
No, but you do all the shopping. You leave the cart, and then you go to your car. You pull up, and they bring the groceries out to your car.
Wow.
And he tipped the guy a couple bucks. It was totally worth
it. That didn't happen in Arkansas. Probably.
I was thinking
it had
about
to be
this.
Iowa.
In California, they have drive-through convenience stores, so you can just.
That'd
drive
be so
up,
convenient.
And you say you want your beer, your milk, your.
See, we got drive through liquor stores, but that's the tip of the iceberg. I mean, we could do so much more with this. Anyway, valet parking at the Buzz. That's my next goal.
Ooh.
Yep.
There is a restaurant here in Little Rock that has a limo that you can have the limo come pick you up from your house, go there for dinner, and they'll take you back. That's what I'm doing for my birthday this year.
That's a good deal. Do you want to mention them?
Well, sure. I mean, it's Savoy 1620. I don't really have any contact with them.
No, that's fine.
I don't get anything out of it. But
no, that sounds
that's
awesome.
A great place to go.
I know a couple people over there. They've been on our show.
Have
they?
Got
to get in contact with
them. I mean,
what a great deal.
Don't quote me, but the last time we looked at it, I don't think they charge you for the limo. You just have to book it several weeks in advance or a couple months in advance. And
get on that, Cowboy.
No, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go talk to my people, call their people right now. Yeah.
Double date happening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when we booked that for my birthday, I'm going to say, by the way, I mentioned you guys on the Buzz.
That's true. It's called payola. It's really against the law and everything,
totally,
it still gets done quite often. I don't know if you've heard the show. No name. It's all right. Anyway, so Youth Home, obviously, this is your area of, your time of year where it's the greatest need, but there are needs throughout the year. Just talk a little bit about, real quick, if you could, all the things you guys do at Youth Home, and then also what kinds of things you need now and on into the rest of the year.
Sure. So we have a full spectrum of treatment options for people with emotional and behavioral issues. And so we've got everything from outpatient clinic, which is You know, you come in for once a week, once every other week, once a month, however often you need to come in to deal with some issues, whatever your issues may be. You know, if it's something psychiatrically diagnosed, if it's something that you just have a problem at work and you want to talk through it with somebody, we've got therapists who are trained and fantastic at helping you out. We also have some in-school services. So we have therapists that go into local elementary and middle schools. And so those therapists work with kids in the school setting and, you know, try to prevent them from needing more intensive treatment. If that doesn't work, we've got day treatment at our school on the Colonel Glenn campus. It's out in West Little Rock. And so we have kids who come to us just for school. And there they receive individual treatment, they have group therapy, and if families are involved, they have family therapy. If that doesn't work, you go to our most intensive treatment level, which is the residential treatment. Those kids will come and stay with us for 6 to 7 months. And those are the kids that will be waking up with us on Christmas morning, which is why we're all here today. And mm-hmm. we'll be gathering on Thursday for karaoke. We need presents for these kids. And, you know, we have kids that are admitted and discharged on a rolling basis. And so we'll have some kids admitted, you know, really close to Christmas, and we'll have some kids admitted right after Christmas. So, you know, there's no limit on when gifts can be used. You know, obviously we need gifts all year round. Mm-hmm. We have things that we use gifts for, like birthday presents and incentives and celebrations, graduations, you know, all of these things that all of our listeners, all of your listeners do with their kids. You know, if you've got kids 12 to 17, these are the kids that are in treatment. And, you know, yeah, we've got a lot of kids who've experienced emotional and sexual abuse. We've got a lot of kids who have great families and the whole spectrum, everything in between. The bottom line is these kids need to feel important and cared about and loved. And your listeners do that, and you guys do that with karaoke.
No question. And Thursdays, we all get bent out of shape about our performances, and we're nervous about this and that. But it's really all, at the end of the day, the good news is this is what I always go back to when I get nervous. It'll be over in 3 minutes, okay?
Exactly.
and everyone's just there to have a good time and really enjoy it. It's,
right.
Don't worry about being embarrassed. It's all for the kids.
Yeah, you can't
remember. It's for the kids.
You think about your 3 minutes, and these kids are dealing with a lifetime of emotional and behavioral trouble. Yeah. So
that's my pickup line, Justin.
And if you need a place to donate gifts, if you hear, you know, talking about these gifts, we do stuff the truck every year, and we're doing it at Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep. Roger Scott will be out there tomorrow from 4 to 6. To be able to accept donations and gifts for these kids. So.
And we have a list of appropriate gifts for our kids on our website at youthhome.org. They are a little bit specific for this population, but, you know, help us out. Whatever you can give, if it's just a deck of cards, if it's a full-blown PS3 or whatever the newest gaming station is, you know, every little bit adds up, and it really makes a huge difference in the lives of these kids.
No question. Have you bought, I know you've been busy this week, have you had a chance to buy your husband his presents for Christmas yet?
I have.
You bought him everything? Well, if you're looking for an additional idea, your job is to...
No,
Justin, I really need another...
I need another fantastic gift.
I need another idea. Yeah, I have another idea for you. And for those of you out there listening, this is an actual thing. And it's much better than the movie version, apparently, according to the ad, which I'm about to play, much like the restaurant you mentioned earlier. We were getting nothing out of this, but I thought it was worthwhile. Saw this online yesterday, and Matt was kind enough to put it in the system and bleep it out because it is a very adult sell job on a really an item that probably could be used for just about anybody. But if you want your man to smell great in 2013.
Ooh, I do.
Oh, I got the option for you, my friend. There's only one answer.
This is Anchorman Sex Panther.
Yeah, a little lower. A little higher. That's where you want to hit. Right. Pan it in.
Sex Panther. It's real, and it's legendary. How are you, sweetie? Legendary for more reasons than I have fingers. That's 8 reasons right there. It's like being whisked away to a dream world of magic and wizardry. If by dream world of magic and wizardry you mean Las Vegas circa 1972, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a month-long bender of bourbon, women, cured meat products, high-octane motorsports. Some people hear that and they say, hey, that seems like an unlikely scenario. Well, some people aren't wearing Sex Panther cologne. There he is. I have a whole roast pig in my freezer.
That was it.
You guys remember Anchorman? Sex Panther?
60% of the time works every time.
Can you get that?
Oh, it does smell good.
Sex Panther. This is where fiction becomes reality. Sex Panther. It comes in a bottle, so you don't have to. Sex Panther. It's like drinking a fine glass of Tuscan whole milk in an armchair made out of supermodels on a warm summer night. Hey.
smell good.
Hey, thanks, man. Sex Panther.
It's what God would wear if he wanted to impress people.
Most historians agree that Neil Armstrong didn't actually fly to the moon, and they're right. Neil Armstrong sprayed Sex Panther on himself and walked to the moon. And if you ask him what he thinks about Sex Panther, he'll give it 5 stars. And he knows a lot about stars because he walked on the f***ing moon. We're looking for the best growl out there to be the voice of Sex Panther cologne. Send in yours today.
Growl!
Grr.
What do you think? Is that going to be a big hit this year at your house?
Yeah, it might be. Actually, it is a real thing, and I've smelled it, and it doesn't smell bad at all.
No.
It actually kind of smells good.
See, everybody says it smells like a diaper wrapped in Indian food, but that's not true.
No.
Well, you know it's made with real bits of panther,
so you know it's good.
Yeah,
it's great legit. Odin's Raven smells delicious. No greater. See you Thursday night, Christmas
right.
Karaoke at the Big House.
At the Big House,
baby. By the way, Michigan would like to have a word with you about
Bring
your copyright infringement
and
on
the
Verizon.
Local county jail as well.
Bring it.
I call it the joint.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's yeah. that's the hip way of saying it. I'm not hip.
But you know, then if I called it the joint, Snoop Dogg would have an issue with that because he has a whole different use for that word.
We need Ernie Murray to go over this legal aspect.
Yes, Ernie, about the – well, anyway, we'll talk about that in the break.
We'll talk about the litigation.
Talk about some hoops with Ernie Murray coming up.